Okay.
This place was settled before the Civil War, and there was a log house down there in the bottom at the lower end of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And Sammy Woods lived there.
Uh-huh.
Well, you had to go to Summersville them days to get your flour and stuff like that, sugar, such stuff. And he went to Summersville one day, left his wife and three boys at home, so she heard a racket out the upper end of the house. She went out and looked around the corner. There was a big bear climbing up the wall. Oh, you know, them days, they had them old mountain rifles. Well, she ran back in the house and got his mountain rifle that they kept loaded and hanging up on the wall. And she come back out to the corner and shot that bear. Well, she didn't know whether she killed it or not. I guess she was scared. And that night when he came in from Summersville, he had to go out and skin that bear before he could go to bed. It was after dark when he came home. And the reason that it was going up there, the soldiers would get into people's beehives to get them something extra to eat, and I don't blame them. And they put some beehives up in the loft of that building, and it was going up there after.
How about that?
Well, he divided the place between his three boys. And one of them, the coal dyer, I think he was 19, wasn't it, Kelly?
19 or 20.
Very young. They went, all three boys, went over on Strud's Creek to get a load of hay. Well, coming back, it was in the wintertime and very cold. Coming back, he fell in the creek and got wet all over. Well, he died. He took the pneumonia fever and died. So they sold his part of the place, was back over here, this direction, and kept Milton's and Hannah's. Well, Hannah didn't care much about the farm. He went over to Camden and built him a... Well, I don't know if he built it, but anyway, he rented a store building, and he kept a store there for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Milton, when he grew up, he worked on the Benno Railroad sometimes in the summertime. He'd come over here and stay on the farm. And he had a log cabin up here on the hill. And then he built a house up here in a holler. That was before they ever started stripping for coal in here. Mm-hmm. And Hanner stayed at Camden, and Milton built this house, all except the kitchen. And his mother cooked in the room we call the front room.
Mm-hmm. Was this the front of the house over here that before over they added the kitchen? Uh-huh.
To
now, that was Milton, and that would have been Kelly's grandfather?
No, actually my great-granddad, Grandpa John, built this part. Grandpa added this part over here.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Grandpa added the kitchen and room up here, and Grandpa John, my great-granddad, built the main part of the house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All the wood and stuff is built came from off the mountain up here. It was sawed here on the place.
Mm-hmm. And there used to be a sawmill set over here, but the
down
pond.
Here at the bottom, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But about the pond.
Before I get any further, I want to put a few things on this tape. I want to say that it's May 8th, 1996, and I'm talking with Bercy Ward and Kelly Woods and Dominic Allen. Woods are also present, and we're in the old Woods family home. And does this have a name through here? Do you call this section anything other?
This is Cottle.
Just called Cottle. Okay. Yeah. And Fire Tower Road in Cottle. And I'm talking with Bercy Ward. And Bercy, could you tell me what year that you were born?
No, I can't.
Can't tell us what year you were born?
The year you were born, Bercy.
Do you know?
When I was born?
Yeah.
Oh, 1909.
Okay.
And my husband, he was born in 1901 in September. Well, when his father got a job on this mill, and he moved, built a house up here in this, along this road. And he lived there till my husband was about 4 or 5 years old. Then he moved away. And his sister moved in here. Well, at that time, they went across the hill over here, this way, next to Beaver, and cut timber. And there was a coal mine over there someplace. And they hauled their logs down over on the other side of that hill and cut logs off the place. And they cut a lot of timber. Mr. Woods, John, he had three big barns on here. Well, I'm not sure who built the barns, all of them, but I think he built this one out there where Killish Trailer sits. Well, then down yonder where you, that road goes up the hill below the pond, there was a big barn there. And before they stripped it, there was quite a bottom up here. And a hollow come down to it. Well, up there in the upper end of that bottom, there was a an awful big barn. And they had a lot of cattle, sheep, and a team of horses, and they kept a saddle horse. You know, that was before cars. And they had chickens, turkeys. He raised turkeys. And in the fall, before Thanksgiving, he would kill the turkeys. And ship them out. Well, he got a lot of money out of that. But back then, days, you didn't get so much money for anything like you do now.
And Bercy, you said you were born in 1909. Where were you born?
Up here below Stroud's Creek. Below Tioga on Stroud's Creek.
I see. And what was your name? What was your maiden name?
Weiss.
Weiss.
W-E-E-S-E.
Who were some of the other people lived around that area?
Well, George Williams lived over in there, and I have forgot most of the people. I can't hardly ever remember their names.
And your husband's name was?
Sherman Ward.
Sherman Ward.
And his father's name was Samson Ward. They called him Sam.
And do you remember your parents' names?
Yes. Luther, Martin Luther Weiss, and Ollie Alice Carpenter married, and they had 12 children.
So your mother was a carpenter? And where were her people from?
Well, to begin with, her people come from Ireland, and Dad's grandfather come from Germany. Three brothers come over here. Well, they scattered out when they got here, and they never found out where one another was until it was too late to go visit them. But they could write.
Now, your mother's people, the Carpenters, did she know much, did she tell you much about their history?
Huh?
Your mother's people, do you know anything about, you said they came from Ireland? The Carpenters?
Well, I know that they came from there.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot their names.
And where did they settle in this country, the Carpenters?
Just here, there, and somewhere else. The same as the Weeses did.
I've heard about the Carpenters that settled over on Elk River. Or some
they
of the...
were my relations.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them were fiddle players.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear much about them and their fiddle playing?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything about it?
No, I don't.
There was a story about them hiding out from the Indians and living under a rock.
Yeah.
Do you know that story? The Shelvin Rock, I think they called it. Would your mother talk about that?
Well, I'm not so sure anymore if she was with them. I don't think she was born then.
Right. But she would tell the story of that?
About she'd tell it, but that's been so many years ago that I forgot most of it.
Can you remember anything at all about what she told?
There was... I can't think of his name, but anyway, it was a man and his wife over on Elk River, below Webster Springs. Well, they were out singing, and she was expecting a baby. Well, the baby was born while they were singing. Born on Elk River under a big rock.
Did your mother sing any songs?
Well, she just mostly sung the ones that she knows out of books. She was born over here. So was Dad.
Did you know your Carpenter grandparents, your mother's? Did you know your Carpenter grandparents, your mother's parents?
No. I didn't. I knew Mom's dad.
What was his name? Do you remember?
Not right now. Maybe it'll come to me.
Maybe you have it written down somewhere. In the Bible or anything? No.
Hamilton.
Hamilton?
John Hamilton Carpenter.
Oh,
He used to be sheriff of Webster County. And he pulled teeth.
What else did he do? What else did he do?
in Webster County's the only place I know of him living.
Did anybody play any music in your family?
String well, me? Dad could pick the banjo a little bit, and he could play the organ a little bit. And he bought me the first organ that ever come into Camden. It was a church organ.
Now, did you tell me where you were born?
Up on Strouds Creek.
Strouds Creek. Now, was that Nicholas County or Webster County?
Must be Webster. Right where I was born.
Did you ever know any of the Hammonds people?
Who?
Hammonds?
No, I don't think.
Let's see. I think there was Roberts that lived up there somewhere.
They lived there before I... Well, we left Strouds Creek when I was small, just a baby. And I think that they came there before, or maybe it was after we left.
Now, you said your father, John Hamilton.
No,
that was your...
My mother's father.
Mother's father, right, okay.
Was John Hamilton Carpenter.
Okay. And now, what was your mother's name?
Ollie Alice.
Ollie Alice? Carpenter Ward. And your father's...
Weiss.
Right. And then your father's name was... Your father's name...
Martin Luther Weiss.
Martin Luther Weiss. Named after Martin Luther, I guess.
And he was born in 1863.
Now, what is your connection with the Woods family?
I just know them. They're friends. Dad and Kelly's, that's his great-grandpa, used to be Lodge Brothers up at Camden. I knew the Wards, they lived by us after Sherman and the eldest girl, Gladys, grew up. And then later on in life, his dad built a house back up the road here and moved in it. And we got to come and go together. And we got married.
What year did you get married?
Huh?
What year did you get married? Do you remember?
24.
24. So you were about 15, or?
I was 15.
And how many children did you have?
12.
Are they yet living?
My mother and father had 9 girls, 3 boys. Well, we had 9 boys and 3 girls. They had 9 girls.
Wow.
Well, we had 9 boys.
Can you name all? Can you still name all your brothers and sisters?
I forgot their names.
Are they
some of them? 2 or 3 of them, I think, died when it's born. But we got acquainted with the Woodses and liked all of them. Well, Kelly Klebes is his family.
Yeah. That's nice. How long have you lived in this house?
Well, this last time, we've lived up here since we moved here in 62, April of 62, the last time. So it's home to me.
Yeah. Now, the room upstairs has a lot of painting in it. What do you know about that?
Well, I don't know as much as I used to, but it was I can't think of the name. Anyway, his name, the man's name that painted the room was William.
Oh, is that Dalton? Dalton? William Dalton?
That's right. William Dalton. And he was a painter. Well, them days you couldn't make much of painting. So he got in trouble. He robbed the man, and during a robbery, he killed him. Well, he was running from the law, and he come into this country, and he stayed in about 3 houses besides this one around here. And when he went to the table to eat, he carried his gun all the time. And he would sit there in the wall so he could see both doors. Well, they didn't know why, but they figured he was in some trouble. And there was a car that used to teach school down here where you turn in off of the main road. Well, one year he didn't teach. That is after Dalton left here. He didn't teach. There was a stranger come in and teached a few months. Oh, one day he got in a big hurry and he left out of here. Well, when he left, this new school teacher left, and the other one come back. But they caught him, the law caught him afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Now they caught the man who was here? They caught the man who was here? Is that who the law caught?
No, they caught...
The man who did the painting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
And he stayed up there in that room. Mm-hmm. And he was a good painter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you like the painting?
Mm-hmm. I like that ship.
Yeah.
Well, in the daytime, he didn't stay around the house much. He'd go out in the woods and stay and paint. And back here on this hill, he found where they said it was ground squirrel. But I imagine that it was a gray squirrel had dug a hole in the ground and there was coal there. Well, he come back to the house and told Mr. Woods and took him up there and showed him, and they opened a 5-foot coal bank up there.
I'd be interested in talking to you about what it was like when you were just a little girl. It was a lot different from today, I'm sure.
Well, I wasn't over here when I was just small.
Right, right. But I want to know, I'd like to know what it was like where you were raised and what you did for pastime, or where did you go to school?
Well, you'd be surprised at some of the things we did.
Like
we'd
what?
Get out and fool around the river. We'd run through the brush and pick flowers, do all kinds of things like that. We'd play marbles. Uh-huh. And we had, there was three of us lived, and one, the baby, my brother was 18 months younger than I was. And we'd play with him. Mm-hmm. And we lived up at Gully Mills on the other side of the river. Uh-huh. Well, they built a railroad up there to Williams River. Mm-hmm. And Dad got four of these wheels that you roll coal out, you made a cart, mm-hmm, or a box or whatever you would call it, and he made us a cart out of that. And we'd ride that thing up and down the river and push it up and down the river.
On the tracks?
Uh-huh. On the track. But we was very careful. We stayed off of the railroad when the train would. It'd be time for the train to come. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play any little games, play party games where you sang?
Oh, we played all kinds of what people would call silly games now.
Like what?
Like we go out and make windmills, such things as that, and make watermills in the little creeks.
Did you have a water mill that you went to back at that time to grind corn or anything?
No.
Did you ever play any of those little singing games? Were you in the schoolyard? Or?
You catch one other's hand.
Yeah.
Millions of them.
Do you remember what any of them were called or what the little songs were?
No.
Like there's one about the old Dusty Miller and he lives in the mill.
I might directly.
Okay.
But really, children had a better time back then than they do now. They enjoyed their play. They made their play.
Yeah.
Now. You have to bat.
You said your dad played the banjo. Do you remember anything he played on it?
He just played gospel songs.
Oh. Were there ever any other musicians in the community there that played music? Huh. Were there other musicians in the community that played music?
There was a few, but I don't remember what they played.
I remember a man named, hearing about a man named Eden Hammonds. Did you ever? I remember hearing about a man named Eden Hammonds who played the fiddle. Did you ever know him?
Well, no. Dad could play a few songs. He wasn't a good musician, but he could play a few songs on the fiddle and the banjo. Mm-hmm. And three or four on the organ.
Did you ever go to dances? Did you ever go to dances? No.
No.
Your parents didn't like that?
We went to church. Mm-hmm.
What church did you go to?
Gospel. Wait till it comes to me and I'll think. Baptist.
Uh-huh. Is this air too cool on you? It feels like Kelly left the door open a little. Is this too cool for you? No, okay.
Not now.
Back at that time, weren't they taking the, were they taking the timber out of Williams River and Gullah River?
Yes.
Was there a lot of men going up there to work?
Yes, there was.
Huh.
A lot of lumber camps up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they built this railroad up the other side of Gully River and hauled it out with a train.
I bet that was big timber, wasn't it? That was the big timber, wasn't it?
It was big timber. Sometimes it couldn't get but one log on. It wasn't often. But we'd play on the railroad with that cart, and we had a good time. Uh-huh. And we'd get out in the woods, run around in the woods. One day there was a man come from Sutton. He had a picture studio, and they burnt the slabs from the sawmill on our side of the river, hauled them across the river on, made a big trough on the bridge, the side of the bridge, and then had a big chain that run through that, and it hauled them over there. And there was a lot of rattlesnakes back them days.
Really?
And Mom and Dad would quarrel at me and my brother Grant because we was running out in weeds and high weeds over our heads. In the woods.
Did anybody ever get bit?
One day this man came up from Sutton to take the picture of the burner. Well, at them times they made big white dresses for girls. And they crossed the bridge, came up through our yard, and went on across the hill to the church sometimes. And, well, other people walked through there. And I decided now I want to see him take pictures. My aunt took pictures. Huh. I want to see him take the picture at Furnace. And I was going up the hill, walking in the path. I started picking flowers. And I thought I was looking for snakes, but I wasn't. I kept hearing it. I got way up on the hill before I heard it. A buzzing sound. I didn't pay no attention to it. I was interested in him taking pictures. Well, directly it struck my ear pretty hard. I looked down and I was that close to a rattlesnake's tail is about that long, a yellow one. And it had its head turned back, looking at me with its tail stuck up, rattling. And I guess it didn't want to strike me, or it would have.